17. It's 6 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A new front opening in a trade war as President Trump announced 25% tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum.
The American Iron and Steel Institute praising what they say is President Trump's continued commitment to a strong American steel industry. But experts are warning that these tariffs could drive up prices for American consumers.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. The president in the Oval Office Monday also said Israel should end the ceasefire with Hamas if Hamas does not release all hostages by the weekend. He signed an executive order ordering the release of more documents related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The FBI now says it's discovered 2,400 additional documents that have been previously unrecognized related to the Kennedy assassination. The Justice Department's ordered federal prosecutors in New York to drop their corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, saying it would hamper him from helping in immigration crackdowns. This is ABC News. One person was killed, several more were hurt after a Learjet owned by Motley Crue lead singer Vince Neil crashed during landing in Arizona. The jet skidded out of control, hitting another private plane. TMZ says Neil was not on the plane, but his girlfriend was. She suffered several broken ribs. Gas prices are on the rise.
Across the country, gas prices are rising. The Energy Department reports regular unleaded is up about 5 cents in the past week to a nationwide average of $3.13 a gallon, but that it's typical at this time of the year, gas prices begin rising. In fact, regular unleaded is 6 cents less today than it was a year ago at this time. Analysts say the reasons for the annual rise link back to seasonal demand, refinery maintenance, and the beginning of work to switch back over to summer blends of gas. Alex Stone, ABC News.
They found Jaws swimming through the waters off Florida. Researchers say it's the largest great white shark ever tagged. 14 feet long, 1,600 pounds. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in. And it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
This President's Day, it's time to save big on the furniture you've been dreaming of. At Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, they're celebrating with unbeatable deals on everything from cozy sofas to stylish dining sets, bedroom furniture, and more. All marked down for huge savings. Plus, get free delivery on all purchases during the limited-time President's Day sale. Whether you need a new recliner to relax in or a chic table to host your guests, they've got you covered. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Visit Court & Main downtown Richland Center to take advantage of the President's Day savings before they're gone. Court & Main, where your dream home is just a sail away.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse chain.
Smells so clean. Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
We salute the multi-generational farms where knowledge and traditions are passed down from one generation to the next. These farms embody a legacy of dedication and perseverance, preserving the agricultural way of life and fostering a deep connection to the land. This salute to agriculture is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model.
and Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we've had a little band of light snow and flurries push across the area overnight. Otherwise, that's moving out and we'll have a quiet and chilly day shaping up. We are expecting though more snow to roll in by tomorrow morning with a low pressure system sweeping well south of Wisconsin. Should bring us several inches of powdery, fluffy accumulation tomorrow, so watch your travel conditions. Roads will likely be snow covered and slippery. The heaviest snow totals from the system will track from Iowa through Illinois into southeast Wisconsin, where some places could see at least 6 inches. Now, we are expecting cold weather overall to stick around right into the middle of next week. We'll see another weather system slide through as well Friday night into early Saturday. Could bring some more accumulating snow, so if you enjoy getting out for winter recreation, this might be a great weekend to do that. Otherwise, that forecast for today, any patchy light snow or flurries ending early in the morning, partial clearing by midday and chilly with a high of 17, northwest wind 5 to 10, becoming northeast late. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight, some flurries possible toward morning, low temperature 4 degrees. Tomorrow cloudy with snow throughout the day, 1 to 3 inches expected, with the heaviest totals south of Richland County, high at 19 degrees. Tomorrow night, light snow ending by midnight, maybe another inch or so, cold and breezy, low at 3. Thursday, some sunshine, but still chilly and a bit breezy, high of 16. Heading into Friday, increasing clouds, low 2 below, high 24. Snow likely by late Friday evening with 2 to 4 inches possible overnight. Saturday, any light snow ending early, otherwise breezy with breaks of sun in the afternoon. Not too cold, low at 17 with highs in the mid-20s. On Sunday, a chilly day, but nice sunshine, low 2 below, high of 15. And next Monday, partly cloudy, high of 15, chance of light snow at night. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 6 degrees and partly cloudy right now. Yesterday's high was 29. A trace of precipitation, some light precip last night. The record high 60 in 1999, February 11th of 1895. A record low was established at 22 below zero. Last year's high 38 and the low 23. Sunset will happen at 5:27 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning 4 minutes after 7.
7. East and northeast winds at 3. The barometer is at 30.34, which has been steady most of the morning. And right now, after a half inch of snow this morning, and on time morning in southwest Wisconsin, by the way, we're up 1 degree from the overnight low. We're at 6.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. And also by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at last night, a recap of games, a look ahead at the schedule tonight in high school sports, and the Bucks drop one, the Badgers move up in the polls as well. Those stories and more after this.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Fenimore held on for a 41-38 win over Riverdale in boys basketball last night. The Chieftains put forth a great effort against a team they had lost to by 34 points last Thursday night. Last evening, Riverdale led 21-19 at halftime and battled back from an 8-point second-half deficit. They had a late shot that missed for a lead in the last seconds. Fenimore's Reese Kelly made two free throws with 2 seconds remaining to give the Golden Eagles a 3-point lead. The Chieftains missed a half-court shot for a tie at the end of the game. Chieftains sophomore Bevan Dennis hit 5 3-pointers and wound up with 20 points to lead all scorers. Henry Drone added 8, Owen Blankenship 5, Chase Chitwood 3, and Enrel Gantula with 2. Riverdale totaled 7 3-pointers, and they went 5 for 7 from the free-throw line. Fenimore was paced by Jude Kinney with 13 and Brady Roth with 9. The Golden Eagles had 6 3-pointers, and they went 7 for 12 from the line. The visitors prevailed in the JV game 47-24 over Riverdale. The Chieftain varsity team is now 2-17 with a loss and 1-10 in the league following the 41-38 loss to Fenimore. They will host Boscobel tonight for Riverdale's senior night. The Golden Eagles are 6-5 in the conference, 8-10 overall. They will play at Mineral Point coming up this evening. Last night, Sauk Prairie was a victor against River Valley, 70-45. Highland over Benton, 80-59. Toma, 83-37 over Viroqua. River Ridge, 80. Shoalsburg, 51. Belmont, 57. Cassville, 55. Pecatonica, 90. Judah, 42. Girls basketball, it was River Valley over Iowa Grant, 47-32. Wazika Steuben, 85. Boscobel, 51. Lancaster, 61. Fenimore, 39. Wanewuck Center over Seneca, 39-28. Royal, 59. Lafarge Youth Initiative, 27. Mineral Point, 51-39 over Belmont. And Holman, 54. Toma, 20. Tonight in area basketball, boys action has Viroqua at River Valley. Broadhead plays at Dodgeville. In the Ridge and Valley, Weston will play at Wazika Steuben, North Crawford at DeSoto, Ithaca at Kickapoo, Seneca at Lafarge. Belmont travels to Lancaster. New Lisbon is at Bangor in the Scenic Bluffs, Hillsboro at Cashton, Wanewuck Center at Royal. Reedsburg plays at Lodi, and elsewhere, the SWAL features Cuba City at Iowa Grant, Boscobel at Riverdale, Fenimore at Mineral Point, and Darlington at Southwestern. In girls basketball, Wisconsin Heights at Cambridge, Lafarge at North Crawford, Reedsburg visits McFarland, Highland at Belmont. It's also River Ridge at Benton, Portage at Baraboo. Wanewuck Center travels to Royal, Bangor at New Lisbon, Darlington at Dodgeville, Boscobel travels to Ithaca for girls basketball, and our featured game tonight on the radio, Viroqua, plays at Richland Center. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins at 7:15. One other note tonight in girls basketball action, it will be Highland playing at Belmont, And that will be a game that will start at 6:30. It is varsity only this evening. In Major Bowling League action last night, Vanity Fur Grooming, a 35-94. Cardinal CG, 35-46. New York Life, 34-51. Cardinal CG, a 12-26. Vanity Fur Grooming, a 12-20. Lonesome Dove Tavern, an 11-73. Top Series, Todd Gruber, a 6-99. Jonathan Cornell was 146 over average with a 6-95. And Chris Pardoon rolled a 6-66. Todd Gruber led the way with a high game of 266. Chris Pardoon had a 262. And Jonathan Cornell a 259 in the Major Bowling League. It was Stephen Curry with a season-high 38 points, and the Golden State Warriors pulled away in the fourth quarter to beat the Milwaukee Bucks 125-111. Despite 38 from Damian Lillard, Milwaukee has lost 8 of its last 10. The team is playing without superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is expected to be sidelined until after the NBA All-Star game. New Bucks player Kyle Kuzma scored 21. Milwaukee travels to Minnesota for a Wednesday night showdown with the Timberwolves. Bucks GM John Horst says trading Chris Middleton was the toughest decision of his career because of everything the three-time All-Star has done for the franchise. Trading Middleton to the Wizards brought Kyle Kuzma to Milwaukee and put the Bucks under the second salary cap apron, giving them the flexibility to make other moves during the offseason. Horst says he believes the moves he made last week should make Milwaukee more dangerous this season, adding that ownership didn't ask him to lower the payroll. Elsewhere, Cleveland was a winner against Minnesota, 128-107. San Antonio, 131. Washington, 121. Atlanta over Orlando, 112-106. Boston beat Miami, 103-85. Brooklyn, 97. Charlotte, 89. Oklahoma City over New Orleans, 137-101. Sacramento won in overtime over Dallas, 129-128. Denver, 146. Portland 117, and the Lakers beat Utah 132-113. College basketball getting back to it tonight. Marquette will be in action as they will be hosting DePaul. This week's AP College Basketball poll shows Wisconsin's two major college teams moving in opposite directions with a couple of wins. The Badgers have jumped 5 positions to number 16. Only Arizona and Ole Miss improved more. Riding a 3-game losing streak, Marquette fell 7 spots to number 18. The Golden Eagles were rated among the top 10 programs for more than 2 months. As mentioned, they play at home tonight against DePaul. The Badgers don't have another game until Saturday when they travel to Purdue. Badger football cornerback Nizir Forcarine has won an additional year of college eligibility in a courtroom. The ruling follows similar decisions in court affecting other college players. The All-American Forcarine's legal victory represents a major change in NCAA eligibility guidelines. It establishes a precedent for such cases coming up in the future. The Brewers will wear a patch on the uniforms this season, memorializing iconic announcer Bob Uecker. The patch unveiled yesterday carries Uecker's signature over a baseball encircled by a ring of plaid. The plaid brings memories of the colorful sports coats the legendary Uke wore whenever he appeared on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. The team promises other events and actions to honor the beloved announcer this summer. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
A recap from the Deer District Prep Showcase, plus more hoops action from the weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The inaugural Deer District Prep Showcase was held over the weekend at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, with thousands in attendance throughout the day for some big game action. Sporting a state tournament feel, the first game of the day proved to be the best. Kohler led most of the way against Lake Mills, only to see the Elcats come back to tie the game with 5.8 seconds remaining. Kohler didn't panic, pushing the ball up the court quickly, with Max Breitenbach catching and shooting at the buzzer to lift the Blue Bombers to a thrilling 63-61 win. Hortonville controlled things throughout in the following game, defeating Oconomowoc 74-60. Racine Park was too deep and too tenacious for Milwaukee Juno, winning 70-55 behind 16 points and 16 rebounds by Jackson Moss. Stevens Point held off a late push from Sun Prairie East to win 79-73. In the most anticipated game of the day, Kettle Moraine remained undefeated with a 73-62 win over Nicolet in a matchup of teams that qualified for last season's state tournament. Roman Thompson poured in an event-high 34 points for the Lasers. In other action from the weekend, Division II top-ranked Slinger went down in a North Shore Conference battle with Homestead, 74-64. Division I number 1 Wisconsin Lutheran was pushed hard on Saturday but scored a 45-44 win over Nina behind 23 points from Xavier Zenz. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Hey, 21 on this Tuesday morning. It's time for a vintage Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm. Focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a stretch of Coney Island boardwalk that ran all the way from Feldman's Astroland to Steeplechase Park, a wooden plank pathway prowled by a stilt walker named Archie. He was an absurd-appearing creature in his pink and white costume with a striped top hat and a cutaway jacket and enormous bell-bottom trousers concealing his stilts, and the absurdity was exaggerated by his tremendous height, some 16 feet from his head to the ground. And at first distant glimpse, it just might have appeared that a real giant had invaded Coney Island. Anyway, Archie had been a stilt walker for as long as anybody could remember. At only 6 and a half, he had joined a famous troupe of acrobats called the Penders. They were more than acrobats, really. They tumbled and danced like Russian Cossacks. And when the Penders traveled abroad, Archie went with them. And in no time, the tiny boy had become professionally proficient in every aspect of the trade, and especially as a stilt walker. In those days, many theatrical stages sloped toward the audience, which made stilt walking all the more arduous. Archie's stilts were so tall that a ladder was needed to place him on top of them. And yet his skill and his inclination was such that after a few years' flirtation with formal education, he returned to the Penders at age 14 and accompanied them, as he had in childhood, to New York. Archie's happiest experience was one three-month tour of the eastern states with Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. He was 17 by then, a seasoned performer by then, but he would never outgrow the intoxication of the bright colors and the brass bands and the sawdust and the grease paint. It's hard to tell when things started going downhill. Maybe it was after he took that solo job just walking through New York's Times Square. No longer embraced by the joyful circus atmosphere, Archie found himself stranded atop 10-foot pegs in a silly getup, bedraped with a mammoth advertising sandwich board, barking out promotions through a megaphone, beleaguered by bands of young hoodlums who mocked him and otherwise sought to interfere. From there, Archie went to Coney Island, which he liked even less, and yet which, for the sake of feeding himself, he endured. You could have seen him most any day, smiling through the frustration and the self-deprecation, putting on the happy face that he'd practiced through years of professional crowd-pleasing, stalking the boardwalk between Feldman's and Steeplechase, down in the depths, 16 feet in the air. That the time came when enough was enough is the stuff of which show business history is made. Some say it was a carnival clown named Don Barclay who, feeling sorry for Archie, told him it was time to move on to better things. But now I hope that you will not forget a young stilt walker named Archie Leach, who could have contented himself with Barnum and Bailey, who might have reconciled himself to Coney Island, but who instead climbed down from his acrobat's perch and ascended to the pinnacle of another profession as dashing, dapper Cary Grant. For now, you know the rest of the story.
Today's small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
100.9 WRCO.
Talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen.
Johnson on WRCO and The Painter. Just past 8:30, coming up, our trivia question of the day right here. We'll just see how you do. Here's a 4-minute escape with Jimmy Buffett.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil. Drumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell of shrimp there beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar salt. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty. A Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting. Some people claim that there's a woman.
blew out my flip-flop, stepped on a pop-top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost shaker and salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's my
given. Like a storybook, it's written in her hands. In her hands, there's peace and understanding. In her hands, love that's everlasting. In her hands is a heavy cross to bear, but the strength beyond compare. His fathers before, from the years of working hard, his hands are calloused and sore, but he suffers through the hardships of living off the land. Like a labor of love, puts on his gloves, prays to God and leaves it.
Deonya Marie on WRCO Radio and Hands. It is 21 minutes before 9 o'clock. We'll welcome some friends from the area today from St. Mary's School coming up between 9 and 10 among our regular features and friends on the morning show. Trivia right around the bend here today. We're not warming up all that quickly, although we're up 2 from the overnight low. It is 7 degrees.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy sofa and love seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg dining table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn reclining sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena full or queen panel bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Trivia today is sponsored by Muscadet Mini Mart. Your chance to win a delicious large pizza from Muscadet Mini Mart, if you know the correct answer today. It is music trivia. And here's what we have for you. One of these great female artists had a country hit earlier than the rest. So the question today is, which of these female singers had the hit first before the others? Was it A, Faith Hill, B, Trisha Yearwood, C, Susie Boggess, or D, Pam Tillis? Which of those ladies had the hit before the others? Give it a try. Faith Hill, Trisha Yearwood, Susie Boggess, Pam Tillis. 608-647-4155. As we keep on ticking, this is Justin Moore.
There was a long black Cadillac with a trail of flashers blinking. So I stopped at the Quick Sack, and while they passed by, I got to thinking, don't put off forgiving and living for one of these days. 'Cause life ain't just something that can wait. So call your mama, kiss your baby, stick the ones from roadside days. As much as I'd like to hold back, getting in
hillside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money.
Justin Moore. We do not have a winner yet in trivia. We've had several guesses along the way. Keep on trying. Which of these great female artists had the country hit first? First one to hit the charts of the four. Is it Faith Hill, Trisha Yearwood, Susie Boggess, or Pam Tillis? You've had lots of guesses for one of those, but we haven't found the right answer yet. 608-647-4155. Here's Chris Young.
Until the second that you walked into that bar that night, under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever, for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. Said my name.
Young, we have found our winner. We'll let you in on the answer in just a little bit here this morning from WRCO.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Start your morning right with a hearty breakfast at the River Valley FFA Pancake Breakfast. Join them Sunday, February 16th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Plain American Legion. Enjoy delicious pancakes while supporting River Valley FFA's career development and leadership programs. Adults eat for just $8, kids 5 to 10 for $5, and little ones 4 and under eat free. Don't miss out. Come hungry and support a great cause. For more information, call 608-588-2554. Extension 2109 or email peyton.miley@rvschools.org. See you there.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5. And don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such.
The winner of a large pizza from Muscadet Mini Mar today is Kathy Rooney. Way to go, Kathy. She knew the right answer. Of those great female artists we listed, the first one to have a hit was Susie Boggess, 1987. Followed by Pam Tillis, 1990 was her first hit. Trisha Yearwood, 1991. And Faith Hill, 1993. They all went on for prolific careers there. But I remember that and recall it because I was in radio at the time and still getting vinyl 45s. That's how the record company sent us stuff. And so I remember those early Susie Boggess records coming on vinyl. And then by the time Pam Tillis hit in 1990, they were sending them on either a compilation CD once a month or they were sending CD singles by 1990. Susie Boggess was our guest just a couple of years ago talking about her career, and she really considers the time that she hit was about the right time. It's a little tougher to get into a national record contract these days.
Even toward the end of my Capitol Records days, I could tell that they were, you know, looking much more at how much it costs to get you around to promote projects and things like that. And so I think they're really choosy, and they don't, I don't think they're as open to helping as many artists as they were back at that point. So I feel pretty lucky that I was during that time when everything was sort of, you know, flowing a little bit easier.
Susie Boggess on WRCO Radio. Thanks for joining us today. This one came on 45 many years ago on WRCO Radio, an old Merle Haggard song.
Somewhere between your heart and mine, there's a window that I can't see through. There's a wall so high that it reaches. There's a door
without any key. Somewhere between your heart and mine, there's a window that I can't see through. There's a wall so high that it reaches.
Susie Boggess on WRCO. Happy Trails time right around the bend, and we'll check in with ABC News right here as well. There's Garth Brooks.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana, and though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling back. My mind, except a scene or two erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Until we meet again.
Well, a good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later here on the big program next hour. We'll have some community friends in for a community chat on the morning show from WRCO-FM at Richland Center. News this hour is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. It's 7 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump meets today with the King of Jordan one day after he threatened to halt aid to Jordan if it did not agree to his Gaza rebuilding plan. Closer to home, the president's clash with the judicial branch is escalating, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
For the first time in his second term, a